Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Happy freaking Monday, champion. It's Sam Crowley. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Let's dive right into it. How much money does it cost? How much money does it cost to get this thing off the ground that you want to do, whether you want to sell an ebook, an audio, video, or launch your speaking business, or build a coffee shop, or start a grocery store, or whatever it is? How much money does it cost? Well, obviously, if you're doing brick and mortar, it's a lot more because you're talking about leases and buildings and all that. Why don't we stick to the online movement, where that's more of my specialty, helping people build out whatever it is this thing is. Like for me, it was Every Day is Saturday 13 years ago. It's funny. I'm getting these, I might have mentioned this last week on the show, but I'm getting a lot of these inbox messages on LinkedIn, which I'm very rarely on. I guess I'm on an awful lot, you know, but more off than on lately. Happy 13-year anniversary. Hey, happy work anniversary. I started it Every Day is Saturday in 2006, and I'm like, wow, man, I remember that. I remember meeting those two guys I talk about in the coffee shop downtown Cincinnati after the bankruptcy trustee told me to go get a life and never to start a business again and to stay in a job. And then I go meet these two guys in a coffee shop, man, in downtown Cincinnati at 9 o'clock on a Friday morning after I just got my last butt whooping from the bankruptcy trustee. And I meet these guys, and we're doing a storyboard for Every Day is Saturday. Yeah, back then you had to hire, you know, web design companies. There's no ClickFunnels, Lead Pages, Entreport, anything like that. And so they built out these storyboards of this is what your homepage is going to look like, and this is what page two is going to look like, and this is what page three is going to look like. And I'm like, wow, I've arrived. And you may be wondering, how do I pay these guys if I didn't have any money? Well, I saved money from my paycheck. Like $100 here, $100 there, $100 here. I had to pay him $3,000. Didn't have a credit card. I just had to write him a check for $3,000. So I actually think I paid him in cash. Neither here nor there. So anyway, I remember bringing that storyboard back to the office in the little cubicle hell I was in. And I remember showing a few people. I tried to keep it on the down low. You know, I'm walking around with these big storyboards during work hours in a cubicle cemetery. And people are like, hey, what do you got? I'm like, oh, it's my new website, man. Everydayisaturday.com. Don't tell anybody. I'm like, oh. And everybody's like, nobody. I mean, look, here's rule number one. Okay. Rule number one about becoming an entrepreneur and really doing anything great is get ready for people to go, oh. And so if you're not ready for that, then don't become an entrepreneur, because you're going to get people to look at you like you blew a damn dog whistle in their ear. They just don't get it, man. They don't, like, these people play small their whole life, right? Nice people. I'm talking about, could I have a barbecue and a cookout? Sure, absolutely. Could I tolerate a two-hour conversation? Absolutely. I'd have to probably go take a shower, you know, afterwards just to get myself refreshed and get all that averageness off of me. You know, like, oh, the job's terrible. Oh, the boss. Oh, this. Oh, and all the politics and stuff. Like I said, they're not bad people. And I actually like people. I'm a people person. But, man, I can't stand people who take just all of these blessings they have and just curse them. You know, like, they're perfectly healthy, their mental faculties are in order, their kids are healthy, everything's going well, and you're going to bitch and moan about your life. Come on, man. You can do better than that. If you're earning, let's say you're making $50,000 a year, if you just took that 10% that you spend on all that bull crap, everything else swirling around you, $5,000, do you know what you could do with $5,000? Do you know what you could do? You could launch a podcast, a YouTube channel, your own funnel. You could get going for less than $100. You could create a product for less than $500, and you'd still have $4,500 left over, all right, to do some Facebook ads at $100 or probably, let's say $50 a week, that's $200 a month. In 6 months, you're out $1,200, but you're split testing and you're finding out which ads work. You give yourself that kind of a runway, just $5,000. You give yourself that kind of a runway, watch out, man. You're cooking with gas and you're going to be successful. But a lot of people don't know how to do that. Like, they don't know where to start. What do I talk about? What's the message? Well, You know, when I got started back 13 years ago, man, the message was just to get something out. Like I talk about all the time. Just put one foot in front of the other, create some momentum, and then let everything kind of talk to you. Like, where do you go next? What's the next step? For me, it became increasingly obvious that a podcast was going to be a really cheap, inexpensive way to get the message out, as in free. I mean, to create this audio, I'm in my car. As you guys know, you listen to the show, you're a regular listener. I'm in Meijer parking lot, grocery store here, a mile from my home. I got my large Dunkin' coffee, one pump of caramel swirl, three cream, and I'm rocking and rolling, man. It's going out. And you know, here's a crazy story, okay? You got to, look, just stop what you're freaking doing right now, all right? Just listen to this, okay? I need you to hear this part, this next part. If I can do it, you can crush it. I mean, if I can do it, guys, you don't even, like, I started from, like, nothing, no momentum, middle of a bankruptcy, ex-stutterer, everybody just making fun of it. Everything I tried to do, man, and everything I touched seemed to fail. I was a corporate slave. It's like I had all this mental baggage, garbage, crap going on. And you know, it was just everything I tried failed. It's like everything, man. Everything I tried, it wasn't in a job. If I was inside the four walls of a job, then it seemed to go pretty good because I don't know what it was, man. It just, I felt more secure inside the building. I knew it was repetition. I'd been doing it 15 years. I could do sales in my sleep. And I'm not bragging. I'm just saying we're all given a gift. Some people can change, you know, brakes in a car. Some people can put drywall on a building. Some people can look at a legal document and scour through it for hours and find all the fine print and things. That's not me. I don't have that talent. My talent was being able to sell. And I figured out, though, one of the core components of being a good salesperson is being a good communicator and serving. You got to serve. If you're going to be good in sales for a long time, you got to be able to serve and you got to like to serve. So I serve this podcast up every day and I serve it, man. Why? Because for me, it's kind of fun. It's cathartic for me. I get to get a message out there. One or two coaching clients latch onto it. It hits them at the right way. They're like, damn, I got to get this thing going. Boom. It's a high ticket coaching sale right there. Why? Because they know that if they get on the phone with me regularly, they're going to get this thing going. And they know I've got this thing called a success guarantee that I've added. I'm not so sure anybody else has this, but after we're done working together, whether it's 2 months, 4 months, 6 months, whatever, however long we're working together, whatever package the client chooses, if they say to me, Sam, I'm almost there, man. I got it. Like, I got the funnel you build. I got the messaging dialed in. I've got my presentation, my webinar, whatever it is they want to do. But I don't feel like I'm quite there yet. Then we keep working. First of all, it blows your mind. And I'm giving you guys these tips because if I can do it, you can do it. Especially if you're coaching in the coaching consulting business, okay? When you tell somebody that you're going to work with them one-on-one, it blows their mind because nobody wants to work with anybody one-on-one. They all want to put together group coaching, a library, a digital course, all that stuff, which is all good stuff. But the expectation's got to be there. See, the problem is if you sell a digital course telling someone it's going to change their life, you know, and they know it's not going to change their life, but they still buy it for $1,000. And what happens? They go through it and they're like, felt good. That kind of felt like the appetizer. Where's the main course? When you work with somebody one-on-one, you get to check in with them regularly. They text you, they email you, they Voxer you. You work together, you mastermind, you create the movement. It's gone, it's wrapped up in a bow and it's handed to them and they are freaking on fire. And they give you amazing testimonials, okay? And then when you put on top of that, hey, I've got a success guarantee that after we do all that, if you're still not happy, let's keep working together. No more investment needed. Not if you feel like I'm just not quite there yet, let's go. You know. So just think about those things. And I needed you to hear that. If I can do it, all right, if I can start from all that I could talk to you about just now at a coffee shop in downtown Cincinnati with storyboards that I paid $3,000 for that I didn't even have at the time. It was all my entire savings. You can do it. But you got to have that little it factor. Okay, you got to have kind of that edge to you. Like, you got to have that inner voice, like, I'll show you, man. I'll show you. I create like a straw man, like a fake enemy. I create, not a fake enemy, the enemy's real, but that inner voice. Like, I imagine people like, Crowley, who do you think you are? Who do you think you are? I still do it. I still do it. 13 years later, I still do it because I'm always out to prove that I'm not that ex-stuttering college dropout moron who went into bankruptcy and failed at everything. I'm always. I got that edge to me, man. I got that. And you got to create that edge, because I'm not saying you got to be a nasty person. You don't got to be mean. I'm talking, this is a conversation you have with that inner enemy. We all have that inner voice that's looking to sabotage our success. Oh, but you're going to lose your 401k. Oh, what about that pension? What about your wife? What about your husband? What about your kids? What are they going to think if this doesn't work? And we never allow ourselves to think, what if it does work? What if this thing I create has such an impact on the world that when I Google my name 5 years from now, it's all over the place? Not me, the images of the people who have used my product, the images of the people and the testimonials and the passages and the posts online, unsolicited posts of people who have been impacted by this idea that I created. What if that happens? See, nobody ever allows themselves to think that way. What if that happens? But you got to start somewhere, man. You can't be sitting around. It's Monday right now. It's a holiday week here in the United States. The 4th of July is coming up. And people are going to find all the reasons why, oh, it's a holiday. It's a short work week. It's great, though. We're going to take an early vacation. You don't take a vacation from your passion. Passion never goes on vacation. I'll be recording a podcast July 4th. You know, passion never takes a vacation. And don't confuse that with, you got to hustle and grind. You got to hustle and grind. That's not it. Passion never takes a vacation. You take a vacation from work and you love it. You look forward to it. I would never look forward. Imagine taking a vacation from the person you love the most. Your wife, your husband, your significant other, you know, the person you're dating right now. Imagine saying, oh, I get to be away from them for 3 weeks. You'd be lonely. You would miss them. It would hurt. It would ache inside. That's what it's like to find something that you really love to do and then not be able to do it. If I got hit by a bus tomorrow, man, and I wasn't able to use my vocal cords or I was paralyzed or something, it would absolutely crush me. And so when people are like, hey, when are you going on vacation? I don't go on vacation. I'm taking a family to Orlando. Oh, by the way, this side note, being an entrepreneur, a little bit tricky sometimes. I got asked to speak in Orlando last week. So guess where we're not going? Myrtle Beach. That where we were going. Plan the trip. Hey, guys. So what do? Book tickets to Orlando. That's what you do as a speaker. So all this Myrtle Beach stuff, staying on the beach, we had planned 2 months ago. Nope, not happening. We're in Orlando that same weekend because Daddy-O got asked to speak. And that's what I do to monetize what it is that I'm passionate about. I'll talk more about that. It's actually an interesting topic. The kids don't care. Look, my kids aren't that spoiled. We're, oh, Myrtle Beach. Oh, now it's only Orlando. If I ever raise kids like that, shoot me, man. There's no way this guy, Sam Crowley from Bradford, PA, born in 1968, grew up in the 70s and into the 80s and had to find my way in the world. Ain't no way. No way homies raising kids that are going to be ungrateful going to the land of Mickey instead of going to the beach. So that's if my kids ever uttered those words, man, holy cow. Anyway, let me get back on track. Passion never takes a vacation. All right, find out what you're passionate about. You already know what it is. I'm just telling you, don't let people talk you out of it. Don't settle. Don't let that inner voice get to you. Just don't let it happen. And don't sit around at the damn job or something that you don't like doing for another minute without taking just the slightest of action. That $5,000 I talked about, hell, I'd love to show you how to invest it. Do this. Go to my calendar, launchwithsam.com. Book a 30-minute call. I'll call you, and I will show you how to get this thing off the ground and get moving and get momentum. But, man, don't spend another day complaining. I know it gets tough, man. I know you're like, oh, easy for you to say. It's not easy for me to say. It wasn't easy for me to do, but I'll tell you one thing. The pain of moving forward is a hell of a lot less than the pain of staying where you are. Boom! We'll leave it at that. All right? We'll get back on the show in a little bit here. I got so much to say today. Have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.